Guster's new album just out is called Ganging Up on the Sun. The three-piece band met in college and has maintained a collegiate following and feel to their work. Always a three-piece, Guster has added a fourth official member, Joe Passapia. I asked him how that came about.
You know, when we first started, when we met Joe, we weren't looking for a full-time fourth member or even a member of our writing staff, per se. We were just looking for an extra person to play bass, maybe to play some keyboards, and then we met him in this very organic way. Our bands were on tour together, and then happened he was available, and then he sort of, within weeks, we figured out that we were never going to be able to go back to being a trio ever again.
And Joe, you completely understand the trio thing, too, because Joe's my
brother
for years.
Yeah, that's what it's funny. When I first came on, I was like, because with Joe Mark's brother, we had always dreamed about having a silent partner that would just do our beck and call. And I was wanting to be that guy. I was like, I'll do everything. I'll do the keyboards if it needs. I'll do the banjo if it needs, and do little tidbits. So,
well, how did that work out when you guys went to record? Was it all part of the same process?
Before we even stepped in the studio, we had spent a good amount of time, at least 6 months, in a rehearsal space writing together. And that was coming on the wings of probably a year long of touring. So at that point, it just, you know, it's amazing how organic the whole thing unfolded. There was no discussions about, you know, compensation. Are you going to write with us? How is this going to work? It just, we did it all. And then one day we went and had a meeting with our accountants to figure it all out kind of after everything had been done. It was pretty natural.
Well, from a couple of listings, the results on Ganging Up on the Sun is this great sounding disc. And it sounds like you guys stretched in many directions. I mean, you know, trumpets and all kinds of stuff going on here. It's a cool sounding record. So now we will hear how it sounds all stripped down today. What do you want to start?
Yeah. Take that incredible production and strip it down to its bare essentials. What are we doing first? I think the first song we're doing is One Man Wrecking Machine.
Machine, I'm going to see the homecoming queen. Take her to the Christmas dance, baby. Now get in her pants, whatever. Back with my high school.
I tried to
Guster is playing live for us today, and that's, they're talking about the 90s being the new, you know, the next thing we're going to be nostalgic for, and that's kind of, that's early nostalgia, sort of.
It's too early for me to be nostalgic?
No, I think it's, you're right on time.
Awesome.
Adam, you're right on time for that one. Guster has a new album called Ganging Up on the Sun, and they spent their spring running around to college campuses, which is not that unusual for you guys, but...
There's that nostalgia for you.
Exactly. But it was part of the Campus Consciousness Tour, which is something that was sponsored by you guys and Reverb. Adam, your wife, Lauren Sullivan, is part of this?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Reverb was started by my wife and I 2 years ago. It's an environmental nonprofit that works with artists that are on tour to spread environmental awareness to their fans.
And so what would happen?
Well, on this past spring tour for the Campus Consciousness, we filled the buses with biodiesel, which is an eco-friendly fuel. We actually reduced our carbon emissions by 14,000 pounds just by using B20 for that tour, which is pretty cool. We also offset the shows with wind power. And then also we had something called the Consciousness Pavilion, where we were educating our fans about biodiesel, wind power, how they can green up their own lives. And then we also had a food drive at every show and community service projects as well. So we're just trying to, you know, spread awareness and leave a wake of good stuff behind.
Now, what was the reaction? Was it vary from place to place, or how did it go?
It was good. I mean, for the most part, it was really great. The artists and the schools, the students and the schools responded really well, and yeah, everyone was really happy.
Now, let's see. There's so many things on this album I want to talk about. One of them, obviously, the environmental tour you went on, but there's... it seems to me that so many albums are coming out in the last few months, people are coming by, that have very pointedly political things on them. And something happens. Everybody decided like 6-9 months ago when they were making these, writing these songs, that now was the time I'm opening my mouth. What was that moment like for you guys?
Well,
some of that's on here.
It is. It's an interesting point. I haven't heard it put that way. But, you know, when this whole thing started with our administration, I don't know. We try not to get too judgmental. Just politically, personally, I can't speak for anybody else in the band. You know, you want to sort of, you have opinions, but before you sort of put yourself on an album saying this is the way things are, you kind of want to see the way things sorted out. And I think for, you know, a lot of people in America and maybe the world, there were strong opinions at first, but as things sorted out the way that you anticipated, then I don't know, personally, I felt a lot more assured about writing about them. Maybe that's what it is. For me, when we're writing lyrics about this stuff, this is the environment that we're immersed in, and it's something we all feel very strongly about. And so, it came out in the lyrics, and I didn't write a song called "Impeach the President," like right. Neil Young did, but yeah. I certainly respect him for doing that.
Yeah, he wrote a whole album of songs very similar to that theme. So, which is not what "Ganging Up in the Sun" is all about. But there are some things on here like "Manifest Destiny" too. What's "The Captain" about?
That one's kind of about the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a few. I don't know. I mean, "Captain" and there's the first song on the record, "Lightning Rod." And I actually had an opportunity or two to speak with some people spent some time in Iraq, and it was really fascinating to me, just this idea, you know, and these are very articulate, very intelligent young men who went over there, and just this idea that it was extremely fascinating to me that they were out there and what they were facing. And I think both "Captain" and "Lightning Rod" were totally written from a soldier's perspective and of, you know, what do I do? What am I doing here? And how do I make this work? And there's the line in there, you know, face forward, move slow, forge ahead. And I just thought that really sort of epitomized, like, you just got to do it every day. You just got to make your progress and do what you're there to do. And it's not a judgmental sort of, they're not sort of political. Both those songs were written not from, you know, from the soldier's perspective. Just like, I'm in this situation and how does it feel? And
can you do that one?
We can do "Captain."
Sure.
Symbol, so.
Guster is playing live for us today, and that's another one from Ganging Up on the Sun. That is The Captain, and it's great to have Joe on electric guitar. But there was something about that song. There was some kind of a shaker or something in it.
Yeah.
It just made it. That was totally what was happening with that. Anyway.
That's Scooter, and he's only 22 years old.
Once you become a quartet, there's the desire to just got to keep going.
It just keeps growing. Guster is playing live. What's next?
We have Rise and Shine. This song didn't actually make our album, Ganging Up on the Sun, but it's a real favorite, and so we try and play it as much as we can. Although we never play it live either. We just try and play as much as we can whenever we're on the
radio.
This
is a World Cafe exclusive, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Wow, nice song.
Thanks.
And is that available anywhere?
It will be, right?
I think there'll eventually be a B-sides record because we recorded 21 songs and only used 12. So eventually, but not yet.
Is that unusual?
Super unusual. Yeah. That's the first time we ever had that.
It's especially unusual for us. I think Joe has a lot to do with the fact that we were more prolific writing this time.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Wow, he's not only. It's going to be Joe's band now. You have to watch out. You let him in, and you know.
It is going to be interesting though, because I think we all feel so strongly about this being our best record and stuff, and it probably would have been our best record without Joe. But the fact that you came in at this time and made it that much better, it's totally going to get attributed all to you.
Benefits.
You know what? I'm fine with that. It's cool. Cool with me.
Well, hey, the result is in the bits or wherever it is. I don't know.
As proof is in the pudding? Is that what you're trying to say?
Something like that. I was trying to be digital.
I was wondering where you're going to go with that.
Yeah, I was trying to be digital. Guster are here, and we're talking about this greatest album that they've just put out is Ganging Up on the Sun. And what do you want to finish up with?
We're going to do something off our last record, Keep It Together. This is a good Hootenanny. It's in the bits.
It's called Jesus on the Radio.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot what I did.
Jesus on the radio, you took a photograph of me in your yellow bucket seat. It's too high, it's too wide. You're so long, you don't know.
Jesus on the Radio, going back to Keep It Together. Guster, our guest today. Thank you guys once again for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Thanks again to Guster for joining us live today. The new Guster album, Ganging Up on the Sun, is available at our website, worldcafe.npr.org. And you'll find our World Cafe CD store there.